and Art Deco Society welcomes you to our Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future Deco Society and other related events, also book reviews, handy household hints, and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era. Deco Retro. Deco Retro.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Nancy on Planet FM. The 25th of April each year is Anzac Day. Today I'm dedicating this program of music to all of our brave young men and women who went to this bloody war to defend our country. In 1914, at the beginning of the Great War, there were 1 million people living in New Zealand. Then 100,000 of them, mostly young men, went away to war, to the other end of the earth. Of these, 1,800,000 died and failed to return home, and 40,000 returned home wounded. Today, I would like you to listen to songs that some of our New Zealand musicians and singers have dedicated to these brave young men and women that took part in the Gallipoli War. Fires burnt in Europe, our young men gathered round. They emptied out our cities and our farms and country towns. We gave them 3 months training and a farewell hometown dance. Then we sent them off to battle in Gallipoli and France. This is the first verse of a folk song sung by Vic MacDonald, a young schoolteacher from Dunedin, who is a member of the band Shiner. He has dedicated this song to the memory of all the young people who went to the battlefront in 1914. It is called In Memoriam.
Fires burned in Europe, our young men gathered round. They emptied out the cities and the farms and country towns. And we knew that they were better men, we knew they'd serve us well. We chose our best and finest boys to die for us in hell. And the man from Naseby, so the angel of Mons. The boys from Mosgiel bled into the sun. We'll fight for home and freedom was their cry. As they sailed away to battle and to die. Another generation, another bloody war. The sons of the survivors came from Amaru and Gore. They fought across the ocean on land and air and sea. They fought with muscle, blood and bone to keep our country free. And as you go from town to town in this lovely empty land, proudly in the heart of town, the soldier statue stands. Memorials in granite stone that tear against the sky. Around the base, the names of sons and brothers who have died. And the man from Naseby, so the angel of Mons. The boys from Mosgiel bled to the sun. We'll fight for home and freedom was their cry. As they sailed away to battle and to die. There is no unknown soldier, these are not forgotten men. They're fathers, sons and neighbors who will never laugh again. And they won't be forgotten for the price they had to pay. For their children's children's children will still march on Anzac Day. No, they won't be forgotten for the price they had to pay. For their children's children's children will still march on Anzac Day.
Now I would like you to listen to Marion Burns, a brilliant New Zealand musician and singer who composed this song, Beautiful Soldier, in memoriam of all these brave young Kiwis. In Marion's words, she says, I would like to dedicate this song to all those who lost their lives in the line of duty. So many brave soldiers set out to serve in the war and sadly never returned. I'm in awe of these men and feel very proud to maybe help others remember them too. May they rest in peace and continue to be remembered always. In 2009, the song New Zealand Soldier became the official song of the New Zealand Army, a powerful song for the modern soldier. It was composed by Don McLeod and arranged for the New Zealand Army Band by Corporal Steve Chapman. This recording features Corporal David Fu on vocals.
To explain, I wear this badge with honor. form. No, I'm no superhero. I've learned the duties I perform. From a working class background, just a regular Kiwi kid, I went to school and played rugby like most of us did. Played make-believe war games back when we were boys, and G.I. Joe was one of my favorite toys. Raise a flag, raise it up. Raise a flag up to the top. Raise a flag, unfurl the flag on high. Oh, New Zealand, my homeland, you're worth the sacrifice to keep our country proud and free. Oh, New Zealand, my homeland, Pacific paradise, the birthplace and the home. The haka, our anthem sung out loud, a unique land of cultures, so young and oh so proud. Follow that dream, they'd say, well, I follow mine. It took me just a moment to sign the dotted line. Raise a flag, raise it up. Raise a flag up to the top. Raise a flag and furl the flag on high. Oh, New Zealand, my homeland, you're worth the sacrifice to keep our country proud and free. Oh, New Zealand, my homeland, Pacific paradise.
Auckland Art Deco Society, email Sue Olsen, S-U-E-O-L-S-E-N, @extra.co.nz. If you wish to join the Auckland Art Deco Society, phone Sue Olsen, 832-9493.
The song Blue Smoke is a sad song of possibly a young soldier at war, longing for his homeland. Although Blue Smoke was not composed in New Zealand, I would like you to listen to it sung by two young Opera North talented New Zealand singers, Emma Cooper and Luke Bird. They sing it in English and in Maori.
Drifting by into the deep blue sky.
I would like to end the program with our very own Kiri Te Kanawa singing Po'ata Rā. Now is the hour. Good afternoon, Philippa. I just wondered if you'd like to do the notices for the Art Deco Society for the next month or so.
Right, Nancy. Now, here's a suggestion for Mother's Day. On Sunday the 8th of May, you could transport Mum back to the swinging 50s at MOTAT's special Mum is the Word event. There'll be 1950s fashions, movies, cars, rock and roll and lots more besides at this 50s-inspired celebration of nostalgia, which the whole family can enjoy. The Museum of Transport and Technology is situated at 805 Great North Road, Western Springs. To find out more, phone 09 815 5800 or 0800 668 2869. Or go to www.motet.org.nz. It should be a great day out. Now, the Auckland Art Deco Society invites you to join us on Sunday the 15th of May at Alberton House, 100 Mount Albert Road, for a very special event. A fashion parade of beautiful vintage clothing, including evening wear from the 1930s and 40s, also day dresses and dashing ensembles from the 1950s and 60s. Musical accompaniment will be provided by the talented Brett Lowe, and Margot O'Meara will provide the commentary for this wonderful collection of superbly fashioned garments designed and made by her Aunt Margery. The fashion parades take place at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Tickets, which include the fashion parade, canapes and a glass of bubbles or juice, are $40 per person. Now, if you've got a pen handy, these are the details, which I'll repeat shortly. To purchase tickets, you can phone 09 479 7995 or email O'Meara, O-M-E-A-R-A, underscore family at extra.co.nz, or order online at www.glorydaysmagazine.com/the-emporium. Now, please specify which parade you would like to attend on Sunday, the 15th of May, at Alberton House. Also, we'll be talking to Margot O'Meara about Aunt Margery and her interesting and full creative life on our next Deco Retro programme. Now, if you've found a pen in the meantime, I'll repeat the booking details. Phone 09 479 7995 or email O'Meara, O-M-E-A-R-A, underscore, family at extra.co.nz, or order online at www.glorydaysmagazine.com/the-emporium. And we'll look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you, Philippa. That was very interesting. I'm sure the fashion parade at Alberton House is going to be wonderful.
Oh, yes. This is quite an exciting event.
Yes. And it's inside, isn't it? It's not outside. They do have beautiful grounds there, but one never knows quite what the weather's going to be. And we've got a bit of time, so I was going to ask you, have you found out anything about the Wurlitzer organ? What is happening with it? Is it operating?
I believe it's still in storage, but the Wurlitzer Organ Society are still putting on concerts, but they're now being held at the Playhouse Theatre in Glendale Road, Glen Eden.
Oh, I see.
So they've just started again.
That's good.
And their next concert is going to be, on Thursday, the 9th of June at 2 p.m. And this will be held at the Playhouse Theatre in Glen Eden. Right. And it's going to be with Chris Powell on the organ.
Oh, I believe he's very good.
He's wonderful, wonderful. I have heard him before, and I think you have also at some stage.
He's not, of course, going to be on the Wurlitzer there. He'll be on another organ because the Wurlitzer has not as yet been installed, has it?
No, he's going to be on an organ there, installing especially for him, Allen Theatre organ.
Okay.
Not that I know anything about organs, but anyway, it should be a tremendous...
Yeah, well, it usually afternoon. Is, isn't it?
But this time it's being held on a Thursday and not a Sunday.
Oh, okay. So you've got to, yeah. Well, that could make a bit of difference, I think.
Well, Chris Powell's from the UK.
Mm. Is that in the what time is it?
2 p.m.
Oh, okay.
On Thursday, the 9th of June. So it's a way off, but we'll remind listeners closer to the time.
Okay.
Well, so things are still happening.
We'll hope that some of the listeners can make that because it's always a wonderful show, the Wurlitzer Organ. Well, listeners, the time has come to an end. We'd like to thank you. Philippa and I would like to thank you for being on the program today. And till next time, goodbye.
And goodbye from me.
If you've enjoyed our program today, listen every second Wednesday of the month at 2:10 p.m. or download us anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/DecoRetro. If you wish to join the Auckland Art Deco Society, phone Sue 832-9493 or email Sue Olsen, SUEOLSEN, @extra.co.nz. Bye for now.